I always liked to have a day off school when I could, and my aunt had a lovely hunter that needed shoeing, and she couldn't come to Waddington to the farrier to have his new shoes put on, so she used to ask me, and I used to go to Cannock to collect him from the stables, ride him from Cannock to Waddington to the lane in the middle of Waddington where the farriers were, and I'd spend a good morning or a good afternoon there waiting for his four shoes to be put on. And it was a man called Leaper who did the actual work, and he had a lovely little terrier dog, and it used to wait for all the little clippings coming off the hooves. The smell was terrible, absolutely terrible, when the hot iron touched the hooves of the horse. And I still remember that smell so well. But that must be one of the first memories I have of this village. Afterwards, of course, I'd call at the shop in Waddington, get myself a chocolate bar, and then go back to Cannock. And I'd probably go back much faster than I came, because the new shoes were very much appreciated by this lovely smoky horse. The shop was a very low, long building with a tin roof, one of those crinkly tin roofs. And it was rather a dull building, really. It wasn't a nice old building. And it had lots of railings and farming equipment standing around, obviously waiting for repair. And I do remember also that there wasn't a nice seat to sit on. You always had to stand up for hours.